If you want, I can pop in there and help Kristen with the lingo. It could be a battle between the two of us. Who knows less?
Less, right. Because I've never done the weed.
No, she said doobie.
Oh, that's right, doobie. I've never had a doobie before. Never had one of those. Which, okay, you know what? That just means more for everybody else. Now, if you'll look over my shoulder to the left, no shortage of people who have bongs.
Right now.
Am I going to line one? I could do that.
Is it a doobie, brother?
Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, Ellie, how are you?
Here we go. Yes, what is your name, please?
My name's Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
I own a large collection.
Oh, you have a collection of bongs?
Yeah, I blew a glass for a hobby outside of work, but I also have like $30,000 or $40,000 worth of bongs.
You know what? That's awesome.
Did he say $40,000?
But remember, we talked to that one guy. This goes back, I don't know, 5-6 months ago, who was making just the most immaculate pieces.
Very intricate.
They look like artwork more than they look like bongs. Hey, now, I understand that you have $40,000 worth of bongs. You're going to be the exception and not the rule, and that's fine. What? Do you have a handful that you use pretty regularly?
Yeah, I have a couple. I mean, 90% of mine I've never used. I've had for years. Like you said, it's all art.
Right.
I have a couple pieces I could resell for thousands at this point. A lot of it's used as art. But, yeah, I do have a regular cycle. And once in a while, somebody will come by and be like, what about the red one? So I'll pull it out and we'll use it.
Let me ask you this. The ones that you regularly use, the ones that are in your cycle.
Yeah.
How often do you clean them?
Oh, that's an argument of the ages, sir. I am very bad about it, even though you'd think I'd be immaculate. And I have friends who, like, if I don't clean it after every fourth hit, I'm a devil. So I'm pretty bad about it, but I do regularly try to clean them at least once or twice a week if I'm using them regularly.
Oh, my God. You clean them once or twice a week?
Yeah, I mean, I know people that clean it after every, like, for dab rigs or concentrates and all. I know people that literally Q-tip with alcohol after every hit.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
that's the majority of the glass nerds in our small world of glass people.
Now, I'll tell you this. It doesn't sound like you have Channel 1 on, because people that can see Diane's face on Channel 1 right now either think, wow, she's constipated, or there's something wrong there. Based on Diane's face, I'm guessing back in the day when you owned a bong, you didn't clean it after every hit or once or twice a week?
How about never? It was seasoned like a walk. Never. And I never knew anybody who cleaned one.
Now, if I had to put myself either in the caller's camp or in Diane's camp, I have set down permanent residency in Diane's camp. I didn't know anybody. You think Freddie Quillis ever was cleaning the bongs that we were using?
You thought cleaning was changing the water.
Yes! Yeah, absolutely.
That was cleaning back in the day.
Right.
Change the water, you're good.
Change the water, or you took out the screen and you belted it against your hand a couple of times because, I don't know, it's just not drawn like it. Oh, there was a seed. And then that was like, I just cleaned it. I'm good. I didn't know anybody.
Use pliers and a torch.
There you go.
Yeah, your faces.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, my friend.
We're exactly like the Shaquille O'Neal Hot Ones meme that NBA on ESPN used for the Grizzlies Thunder score.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Never cleaned a bong.
No.
Ever. Could you imagine?
And I'm a clean person.
You're a clean freak. Could you imagine after every hit?
No. And to me, when he said,
hold on, guys, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, I got a clue.
To me, when he said using like a Q-tip and alcohol, like isopropyl alcohol, doesn't
killing the taste, bro.
Well, no, that's could like make the whole thing go up in flames.
I am trying to
keep. You don't dry it enough.
Oh boy, Diane's worried.
God, I need to sit down.
Elliot. Lived in a house with five guys at ODU. Unaware of ever cleaning the bong we all shared. Thank you. Thank you.
That is normal.
Is it?
Yes.
I mean, it maybe, is for three of us.
Yeah.
Maybe we're the only animals. Maybe we're the only ones. When that guy said once or twice a week, that's crazy to me. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Who's this?
This is Tyler from Winchester.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Nothing much. I've got a few pieces, couple of bongs, couple of dab rigs. Nothing expensive like the other guy had. I'm too poor for that.
That's okay.
But normally I clean my pieces after every couple uses, especially with a dab rig, because the flavor of the wax changes, especially when you use dirty water or if you cross-contaminated and smoke weed out of the same.
Okay, you know what? Now, and listen, I don't want to get too into the weeds. I do understand, like back in the day, like none of my friends had dab rigs, right? So I do understand why you would clean a dab rig. That makes total sense to me.
That's what he was referring to with the alcohol and the Q-tip.
Right.
He's just cleaning out the banger.
Right. And that I get. I hardly know her. That part I get. But I'm just talking about run-of-the-mill, average, everyday bong.
Yeah, I'll probably clean mine if I'm using it on a frequent basis, once or twice a week, just like the last caller.
Wow.
Is this because, like, People have gotten so used to like hand sanitizer and washing their hands. Like,
yes.
has this like been one of the offshoots?
Hold on,
of
let
COVID?
Me ask. Let me ask the guy, the five guys who live together at ODU, if they were worried about hand sanitizer. The only thing dirtier than their bong was the underside of the toilet seat. That's it. That was all. That may have been. They probably ran neck and neck in terms of dirtiness. But no, I didn't know anybody that ever cleaned. I was going to say, I wonder if it's because now it has become, like, I can't say there's no more taboo around it, but now it's a business, right?
Yeah.
Like, now it's business and it's medicinal and everybody's doing it. So back in the day, maybe it was just the dirty, disgusting people, but now it's like normal people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe that's the case. Although this guy doesn't sound normal. I mean, please, no offense, sir.
No, taken.
Yeah, I would never. Like I'm trying to think. Like I don't use a bong now, but if I did, I know myself. I would never clean it.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, I'm pulling into work now. Y'all have a good day.
Smell all right. Hey, smell it good. Thank you, sir. Can I tell you the whole reason I bring it up? And when I first saw this, I was like, either these guys are going to go out of business within the first 30 days, or they're going to go on and be billionaires, and I'm going to hate myself.
For not thinking of it first?
Out of Powhatan, Virginia. Please say hello to the business, Bong Butler. No, I'm being serious. So there's this company that formed out of Powhatan. Joe Hinton is the guy. He's one of the co-founders. Bong Butler, he said, most people clean their bongs with alcohol and salt. Using harsh chemicals was always iffy to me. As soon as legalization started taking hold, I knew I wanted to be in the market in some form or fashion. They send their butlers to your house.
No.
And they, you know how like sometimes like there's like bougie people who have like the company come to their house and wash their cars?
Right.
They come to your house and wash your bongs.
That seems like quite the luxury service.
It does.
Is it same day?
They don't take them and leave and come back. They literally do it while they're there.
But they'll come out, though, when you call.
Well, I don't know how booked up. I don't know how many butlers they have and how booked up they are.
Well, I get the sense that some of these.
But you make an appointment.
Some of these users, though, want it cleaned right away.
Okay. Well, yeah, but again, and I may as well be talking physics to an infant. Don't confuse a dab rig with a bong.
It's hard to confuse something when you really don't know what one of them is. I barely understand. Oh, I shouldn't say that implies that I sort of understand. I don't know how a bong works, and I don't know what a dab rig is. So,
no, but like
it may be apples and oranges, or it may be bananas and grapefruit.
But if you had a standing appointment, right, which is what I would do. I would be with like Butler's.
They
I'd be
come
like,
every Friday.
Every Friday, happy hour. You guys show up, and while I'm having a cocktail, you clean my bongs. Then they may you may go, hey, listen, instead of cleaning it every two or three uses, I'll go four and let them do it, or I'll have them let them clean the rig and stuff, and I'll let that build up a little bit or whatever the case is. But I don't know if it's same day. I don't know how busy they are. But I'm telling you, these guys will either be, and for their sake, I hope they're billionaires, but you're talking to somebody who never, ever cleaned a bong, let alone would hire someone to come over and clean it for me.
That seems so fancy.
It does, right?
But their before and afters are impressive.
I bet they are.
The pictures?
Oh, I bet if I went back to Freddie Quillis's house and we looked at the bong we were smoking out of, I'm surprised that we didn't have like fiberglass cancer.
I was going to say hepatitis.
Pathogens, Diane, you're right. Like the hair.
Line four. Hi, Elliot, the morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. What's going on, dude?
Oh, I don't think they would have been able to help me. Back in high school, I grew up in Poolsville. So out in the woods, I left my bong that I made out of PVC pipe.
Oh, dude.
Well, they were building a new development.
No.
And someone must have went out, one of the workers, they were building a house, and went out to take a dump or something. Well, they opened a backpack and thought it was a pipe bomb and called the bomb squad.
Of course they did. Dude, you can't leave a backpack with PVC piping all hooked up. It looked like some empty field by construction. Of course that's what they thought.
Of course. Well, if they would have known anything, they would have known it was a bong. It smelled like, bong water. I mean, but to go to Tyler's point, if he didn't know what it was, he probably would have done the same thing.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. Did you ever clean your bongs?
As a teenager, not much. Now, yeah, of course.
Maybe this is something that you adopt as an adult.
Maybe. Maybe it's like you learn you got to pay your bills.
Right.
You're
adulting.
Right, yeah. You have to have a bank account. You have to have a job. And you have to clean your bongs. Yeah.
Leave your name on your backpack.
How often are you cleaning?
Well. Oh, bongs? I don't even smoke bongs that much, but, to go to the point of the story.
Yeah, did you catch that little LL Bean moment?
What was that?
His name was on that backpack.
Yes.
Whoops.
Exactly, because that's how I found out. I was away on a school vacation or something for high school. I come back, and the bong is sitting on my kitchen counter. I completely forgot about it, and I said, that looks really, I had a name for it, but the backpack was on there. I said, where did that backpack come from? Well, I soon found out that the bomb squad came to my house while I was away.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
And then correct one other thing that you said, only because I'm a stickler for things?
Yeah.
You don't go on a school vacation. They call it a field trip.
Right.
No. All right. So I grew up in Poolsville my whole life, but then I transferred over to Bougie Bullis in Potomac.
You went to Bullis?
I know. Yeah, now everyone's going to know who I am. But, I did. And in the first week of school, the juniors go out to college field trips. The seniors go on a week of, actually, they went to Marcos Haunted Forest before it was a Haunted Forest.
Right.
So they do a group get together or whatever, like camaraderie or whatever. So I was away that weekend looking at colleges. And
All right. And by the way,
back to my bong on the counter.
You may have been the only student at Bullis who didn't have a butler clean their bong.
You're absolutely. People didn't even know that where Poolsville was.
Right. No, I get that. I get that. All right, dude. Hey, listen. I appreciate the phone call. Hi, Elliot. In the morning.
Hey, dude. Is this me?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
Hey, this is Zach. I live in Goochland, like right by Powhatan.
Right.
There's really a service that someone will pay to come clean your bong.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's called Bong. Bong Butler, and they send their butlers out, and they do home service and home cleaning of people's bongs.
I'm mind blown because I could make so much money off all these country bumpkins cleaning their bongs. Like, Like, I'm mind blown. And it's
do you have
a Wake and Bake Friday.
There
so
you go. There you go.
They even sell memberships.
Hey, thank you, sir. No, no, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, like a subscription?
Yes.
It's like Flagship for your car. The where did I just see? That's the other thing I want to own. I just saw
a car wash?
No, 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 no. My friend Corey was a manager at a car wash, and it was horrific. I want to own a Flagship. Is it in Leesburg that there's a new Flagship that's opening up? I'm telling you, the Flagship in Vienna may be the nicest production I have ever seen.
The
one upstairs from the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'd love to own a Flagship. To me, if you own a Flagship, that's a billion-dollar job. Like, you're a billionaire if you own Flagship. But, yeah, you could get the membership. Same thing with the Butlers. And I'm telling you, membership would be the way to go.
So if you can't be a franchisee for Flagship, you'd like to be one for Bong Butler.
I have to put it behind. I'm still very envious of Patrick Mahomes. I want to be a franchise owner for Whataburger.
Because Bong Butler stresses, they like to keep the distance for the servicings to about 45 minutes from where they're headquartered.
Well, yeah, they'll never make money. I don't know how much they charge. But if they're going to drive to Arlington to clean one bong and go back, what a horrific – you're 9 hours on the road for one. Does it say how much they are?
Yeah, the membership?
Yeah.
$20 a month, and that includes one cleaning and discounted fees if you need additional servicing.
So wait a minute. They do one cleaning a month? No, one a week?
No, no, no.
No, one a month.
One cleaning a month for $20.
That's the membership.
Yeah, but I wonder if that's enough.
The bong cleaning, if you're just
Wake and Bake Friday.
It's $25.
That's not bad.
A bowl is $15.
You know, Tyler, I don't understand
what
that
means. Could
you
draw a bowl for me?
Could you explain that to me?
In case there are kids listening, I'd rather not. This is like when I asked... This is great. This reminds me of something. Did I tell you this? This happened a long time ago in middle school. But I didn't know what 69ing was. Did I tell you guys this?
No.
It's so many years of telling stupid stories. So I said to him,
wait, can I hit pause for a second? This is in middle school. Did you know what's you know what I know my youngest knew what 69ing was in middle school. Not because he was doing it.
Brought it up at dinner.
No, but he had mentioned it at some point. And I remember saying to him, do you even know what the hell you're talking about? And he's like, yeah, that's when one face goes here and the other one goes there.
And Jackie fainted.
I hope you said I remembered saying to him, nice.
Nice.
So wait a minute. So back in middle school, you didn't know what 69ing was.
No, so I asked my friend Seth to draw me a picture. But I tried to play it off like, hey, can I get one of those X-rated cartoons you make? And like, I have a specific topic I need you to cover for mine. It can't just be something funny with like, you know, boobs.
Now, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. After getting the picture, did you go, oh, that makes sense?
He wouldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Why not? And was Seth big into pornographic cartoon drawings?
Yes.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no fooling.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I went to him?
Was it just like girls with huge boobs and like the guys with like the auga eyes?
Love it. Follow-up question, if you don't mind. Do you know what it is now?
Which thing? A bowl?
No, you have no clue.
Dab rig.
They also do grinders. Remember, you guys taught me what that was.
That's right. It's like a pepper shaker for your weed. All right, let's do some follow-up phone calls, please. By the way, if you look in the other room, Kristen's got her mouth open catching flies because she's got no idea. Okay, you have no idea what a bowl is, right? You do know what 69 is, right? You learned in high school? Did you go to high school with a kid named Seth?